Today's episode is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa. We are now in 2019, and what's a better way to bring in the new year than with good habits? Today, I have Joshua Nash with Tax Policy to talk about the sales tax reports.
Hey Melissa, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Josh, there are three questions on the sales tax report that I want to review with you today. Total sales, taxable sales, and taxable purchases.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this today. I know the sales tax due date is just around the corner on Tuesday, January 22nd.
Exactly, Josh. So let's get right into it. What is included in total sales?
Well, total sales is more for informational purposes. You'll report all sales, taxable and non-taxable, that your business made for that reporting period. This amount would include all sales, services, leases, and rentals of tangible personal property, including all related sales. This total should be the amount before taxes in whole dollar amount.
Great. All right, next question. Taxable sales. What's included here?
So taxable sales should only include all taxable sales, services, leases, and rentals of tangible personal property, including all taxable related charges. Again, this total should be the amount before taxes in whole dollar amount.
Okay, I think I got it. Can you go over some examples with me?
Yeah, sure. Let's say a landscaping company does $5,000 in landscaping services. Now, out of that $5,000, $2,000 was a service for an exempt organization, so no tax was collected. On your sales tax report, you would report total sales for $5,000 and taxable sales for $3,000.
What if when I bill my customers, taxes included in the total sales price? How do I report that?
Great question, Melissa. If tax is included in your sales, make sure to back out the tax. Also, make sure that all totals are in whole dollars only. For example, if your sales are $50.80, you want to make sure to round up to $51.
All right, I got it now, Josh. Now, the last question I want to review with you today is taxable purchases. I'll tell you right now, I always get confused on this one.
Yeah, you're not alone in this one, but don't worry, let's review it. Taxable purchases are items or services that you purchase tax-free but used in a taxable manner. For example, you kept them for your own use or gave them away as a gift or as a sample. Keep in mind, this doesn't include items that you have not sold that are still in your inventory. Now, if you had no taxable purchases, then you'll file at zero in this line item.
Can we go over some examples like we did last time?
Absolutely. So going back to the landscaping business, let's say the business purchased 30 bags of fertilizer tax-free by issuing a resale certificate. The 30 bags are then put into the landscaping business inventory to be used in their landscaping services.
Okay, let me make sure I'm following. So 30 bags are put into the landscaping business inventory. Okay, got it.
Now, let's say the landscaper takes one bag of fertilizer out of the inventory to be used for their home garden. We'll say that bag is $12.
So 30 bags in their inventory and they took one out, that's $12. Okay, I'm with you still.
Well, that one bag of fertilizer is considered a taxable purchase since it was used for personal use.
What about the other bags?
Well, since the other bags are still a part of the landscaper's inventory, they don't need to be reported on the sales tax report. However, once the landscaper uses those bags for a job and charges their customer tax on the landscaping service, they would report it under taxable sales.
All right, so just to bring it all together, Josh, using your previous examples, of course, I would report my total sales of $5,000, taxable sales of $3,000, and taxable purchases of $12, which is that one fertilizer bag, right?
That's exactly right, Melissa.
Great. Thank you so much, Josh, for going over all this information with me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For more information on sales tax reporting, check out Form 01-922, Instructions on Completing Texas Sales and Use Tax Return, available on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Thank you, as always, to our listeners. Remember to check out all of our podcast episodes on the Tax Training Resources webpage, available on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Until next time, y'all have a good day.